Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We're back together.
Hey.
This is weird. We are back together in my garden.
Yeah, in the cold.
It's a little bit.
It's not beautiful.
Yeah, but it was.
It was.
Just before you turned up.
Yeah.
Just going to say,
yes.
Before Kedge rocked
my
up late,
word.
By the way. Kedge rocked up late.
One hour late.
It wasn't your fault. There was a significant accident on the A406 near where I live. So that's why you were late.
No, it was his fault.
It was his fault.
I left early.
Yeah.
The first time I've actually ventured out of my gaff for the last year. And I've forgotten what it's like to sit in traffic. I don't like it. I don't want to ever do it.
And did you put your sat nav on when you left your house?
I had six different satellites dishes going on in the car. The Waze, this, the built-in car one, the Google Maps, this map.
And it still took you to where an accident was.
It led him to
that. No, because all roads were going around there. And then there was a point where it had such a detour to come to Tommy's house. And that was when Kedge mode took over and I went, nah, bruv, I've had enough of it. I'm going, because on the map, I was going in the opposite direction to Tommy's house. And I didn't know that it was a massive incident.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking,
overturned lorry.
Kedge is taking over now. Kedge knows best.
Yeah. And you didn't.
And I ended up stuck.
Yeah, so it was your fault.
All right, it is.
He rung us, and he was you sounded like you rung Satch, and he went, it's not moved. It's not moved. Nothing's moving.
It's just distressing.
It's like, well, it's all right. There's nothing you can do. You know, you're calming someone down who's on the edge. You're like, look, Kedge on the edge. You're like, Kedge, listen, it's okay. You'll get here when you get here. Just hang in there. It's all right. You'll be right. But you got to let. I've got to say, what you missed out on,
go on.
Was Satch.
Mm.
Satch was like when he walked into my garden, because obviously he comes straight into the garden.
Yeah.
It was like a bear waking up from hibernation.
It was.
What do you mean?
Because he just started looking. I thought he was looking for something in my garden.
Yeah.
So he's walked in and he's looking around. I went, and he's nodding. I went, what is it? And he went, yeah. Yeah. It's like he didn't even, I went, what do you mean, yeah?
That's a very uncle kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know when an uncle walks into your gaff?
Yeah, exactly.
And he doesn't say, he just looks and goes,
right.
Yeah.
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 No, honestly, I was, because it's been so long.
Right.
Coming up your road, I even noticed houses that had changed.
Yeah, right. Well,
really?
I said that to Tommy.
But I said to him, I said, what is it? Why are you just nodding, walking around the garden?
Yeah.
And he went, I'm just taking it all in.
Oh,
just taking it all in. Because it was obviously a bit of a shock to the senses. But it was strange to watch because he was just nodding. It was like, oh, well, this is the first time out. So it's the first time we're back together. Mm. So, you know, and I think a lot of people recently have just gone back to work and doing 1 or 2 days in the office. You went back a month or two
yeah.
ago.
No, a couple of weeks. It's only been a couple of weeks. Yeah, yeah, a couple of weeks. But, I don't know.
This is us back in the workplace.
Everyone's a bit nervous.
Yeah. This feels strange.
This feels strange.
I had to clean up the kitchen. I don't know why I cleaned up the kitchen. No, that you're not even coming in the house.
No.
We're in the garden, but I feel like, I'll have a little tidy up. It's like, you know, all the time.
But that jet wash you've done to the flooring here is made this game changer.
Have you really?
Yeah, I'm getting a tan off it, I think.
Yeah, because it's the jet wash.
Really?
It's phenomenal.
I don't do that anymore. Yeah. It ruined my jogging bottoms. Never again.
Quite a few people have seen me in the advert. It's the Karcher advert. And I get stopped.
Oh, I've not seen it.
I've not seen it.
Oh.
But they sent me the file. But obviously,
I've seen the Karcher advert. You're not in it.
I'm in the Karcher advert. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your whole face or just a hand?
No,
or?
No.
It's your hose?
Just my hose.
Is it?
I've got Karcher. So, no, I am... Now, people said, he goes, oh, yes, I think it's one line. That's all I've got is one line. And
right.
I'm like, oh, I was surprised that it brought my patio back to life.
Oh.
Which is what the line they wanted.
It has indeed.
I mean, what channel does that advert come on? Because I've not seen it.
If I'm honest.
QVC.
I think it is. I think it's those. I think it's the kind of late night channels. And what I've even noticed is.
Late night
channels. Yeah, oh, hello.
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of them. I'm like, oh, you want a jet wash, do you? I've got
use
it.
Your hose
yeah.
to clean
oh,
anything
yeah.
in the house.
I don't want to see it.
No, anyway, so this is strange. This is we're sort of back together,
yep.
back to sort of a normal
And I tell you what was strange. So I last week I ventured out for like, because you guys have already been out to eat, and it was my first venture out
For food or for drinks?
For both.
Oh, okay.
And you got, and I messaged
is this
you
with your
both.
Mates that you don't let us mix with?
It's my mates. Yeah. That, no, it's not that.
Just to clarify for any listeners who don't know, Kedge has white friends that he doesn't want us to mix with.
Yes.
Because he thinks they're the cooler ones, no. And he doesn't want to be all Asian around us. You know, with them.
I couldn't even name any of them. I know all of your mates, Tommy.
Oh, Jim. No, Jim.
Jim.
Yeah, no, Jim.
But that's because Jim we accidentally all bumped into at the football that time. So that was why. So we accidentally, oh, this is awkward. It's like meeting an ex when you're with your current missus.
No, it's not that at all. But I sent you a message going, it's Friday, Kedge is going out. And you could tell the excitement in my voice. Couldn't you? I was just, going for a curry and drinks. Whoa. And
where did you go?
Oh, just the local. It's I don't want to obviously name check them yet, but
Why? Because you're not on a sponsorship deal.
Not yet, yeah. but they might be. What so that's why there's potential.
Last week he gave the naan company not any endorsement. He might as well put his face on it.
I know, but they didn't reply. No. I mean, they need proper people who can manage their social media because they missed out on a massive promo. But anyway, so we went out and I was excited and we all got there and then. And you know what? I thought, we ordered the beers.
Yeah.
And then everyone was drinking really slowly. And then one of the guys turns up and then he just started he set the agenda for the night, and that was he'd lost 10 kg in 3 weeks.
Oh, what?
What?
Yeah, because basically he's a doctor, but he's got diabetes, which is, you know, the irony in all of this. Yeah. And now he wants to reverse it. So he's on this. So he spent all of lockdown eating, and now he's now he wants to. All of a sudden, while we're all coming out, he wants to reverse his diabetes. So he's gone and rate him. Something's happened. It's always a moment that happens, and that's fine. Yeah. It can happen whenever. But he's gone. He wants to reverse his diabetes now. So in the last 3 weeks, he's started to do some next level diet, 800 calories a day or something, right?
Oh man, that's
and,
low.
And I went, what are you going to be doing here tonight? Because we're all on the res.
No, he's come to see you.
Yeah. So obviously then he has to deal with all the jokes, like, you know, yeah. Oh, we were all flinging bits of salad and cucumber at him and stuff like that, you know. For the
grown men. Grown men, ladies and gentlemen. That's important. You're right. Boys will always be boys.
Of course we are.
Salad at him.
Yeah,
because how old are you?
Because then there was one bit of lettuce that was covered in oil.
I'm disappointed.
And my mate goes, oh, no, he can't have that, because then you might push him over the 800. So we were just having enough. But he was, the conversation went very serious very quickly. Yeah. And then I just thought, at the end of the night, he sat in my car, and I ended up giving him a lecture about, you know, health and all of that, and breathing, and he was very much into it. And I thought, that was just like a big old therapy session. I didn't even finish 2 pints. I couldn't drink. None of us drank, thought.
Mm. Yeah.
So we all got past about a pint and a half, and then we were struggling. And the food, the bill was so cheap because no one ate anything. Because not only did he just eat lettuce all night, no one really felt like... The size of eating, the volume, which was just not there. The whole night was just a bit of a letdown.
Are you saying anti-climax of a night, or do you think you've changed?
I think everyone's changed. Everyone's gut has shrunk.
I think so.
So, the drinking levels are not there. The eating levels, like we said, it's that gluttony of just keep on going and you just, let's have another naan, shove it. It's about, it's hanging out of my mouth, but still keep going.
Let's have another
let's have another. And so it was just,
you know what,
just,
I just imagine there's some 23, 24-year-olds listening to this going, bruv, we've never said that to each other.
Yeah.
We might have said that, let's have another shot. Or let's go into another club, or there's an after party, and there's us lot kind of going, let's have another naan.
Yeah. And it was just, I tried, oh, let's have a shot, and no one was interested. And it was just like, it all petered out into probably like more of a cleansing night and just a therapy session.
But maybe, you know what?
Is this happening for everybody?
Maybe people need that. So you're right, I went out, when I did go to the pub, and went with my mate, and I'd say I know them as well. They're friends, but they're more my friends' friends.
Oh, right.
Right.
But, it was nice. We all had
a chat. It was just nice.
And I'm like, I don't think I'm eating. And also, I was sober. So I'm like, this is weird.
It's funny you said that. Because a couple of times I've been out, we've just got like a few bits between us that we've shared.
Yeah, it was a lot of sharing.
There was no one sort of sat down and ate properly. We were just sort of, they were drinking and we were just picking at bits.
Yeah.
And we were happy with that. Do you see what I mean? That was it.
That's because you're happy just to be with people.
Yeah,
you're happy
just
kind of go,
yeah,
like actually, the food and drink, and that is same with you. Like, well, I'm going to meet up with my friends.
Yeah,
you know,
And it was just nice talking in the end.
And throwing lettuce at your mates.
Throwing lettuce and bits of cucumber, and we did laugh at him.
Yeah, but I think weirdly, I think there's going to be a few months at least of people doing that, just getting used to mixing with each other, and then it'll settle in. Tonight, actually, as we record this, it's the Brits. Yes. So the Brits is happening tonight, and 4,000 people are going to be let into the venue. I think it's at the
O2. It's at the O2, yeah.
And it normally holds 20,000, so 4,000 are in, no masks. They're full on, go for it.
I'm not sure about that.
I'm not ready for that.
Masks on the way in, but when you're sitting down, when you're watching the show, no masks. Scream, shout, dance. They've even encouraging people to dance.
Well, that's what's going to be happening from next week, aren't we?
Yeah,
from next week, we're allowed to hug.
Yes, we are. And I think if you're 2 meters away from each other, you can chat and do what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, because 4,000 people spread into a 20,000.
Oh, I see. Oh, so they are going to be spread.
You probably have a row to yourself.
Yeah. But they're getting ready. They're even saying, in the next couple of weeks, like I say, people can travel, people can hug. Yeah.
In England, we are going to be allowed to hug. I think if you're listening from outside of England, I think you must be going, when are we going to get to that stage? Because I think England are quite far ahead.
We are. And I think it's quite a big deal, hugging on the Monday. Because
it doesn't bother me.
Hugging on a Monday?
No, because it is. I think, look, it's been over a year where we've not. When we saw each other, we would sort of fist
bump.
And the fist bump and shaking someone's hand. I'm used to shaking someone's hand, so I want to go in there for a hug.
I think the hugs are going to die out.
Nah.
I think people have. We have become used to not hugging anymore. I don't think it's the thing anymore. And because as soon as you hug. This is the science behind it. As soon as you hug, you are going into that sort of sphere of someone else's breath where you can be contaminated. And I think hugging will now die out and it will be, get ready to start writing about them in history books.
I disagree.
Yeah.
I think this is interesting. Very interesting. Okay, I can tell you why. You're not a hugger.
No, I'm not.
You've never been a hugger.
No.
So he's more kind of going, let's take this opportunity, like a politician would do, to eliminate hugging. Hey, guys.
And the national hugging party.
He's not actually saying that it's actually going to be a thing. Because actually people are, the Prime Minister is going, you can now hug people. People are looking forward to hugging, but you're not, because you've never been a hugger. See, I enjoy a hug. I enjoy an embrace. I think every time I've hugged you, in all the years, I don't think I feel anything back. I wanted to know that.
I've never hugged him.
When I've hugged you, Satch, he's like, "What's up?" And Satch gave me
I don't think I could hug Satch.
Pat on the back. Yeah, no. Well, yeah,
because because you are a hugger. Like, you come for it and you grab it. Yeah. You know, but me and but Satch would be. I'd start feeling awkward if someone goes, "Can you hug Satch?" I couldn't do it.
If
I could not do it.
And you two were hugging, I'd be like,
it would be weird.
Someone's upset.
Don't you think, Satch? It'd be weird.
Yeah, you're just not a hugger, so I wouldn't hug you.
But yeah, you
but
would.
I'd hug hug Tommy my other mates.
Yeah. I don't think I don't hug.
Look
I don't know.
I've never. Look at him. He suddenly closes his eyes.
He's the one that's unapproachable with the hugs, and he's trying to put it on me.
I'm not saying that you're awkward about it. I'm just saying it would be a weird. I don't think anyone is or will ever see me and Satch hugging.
No, you're right.
I think, and if that happens, we'll make it a pay-per-view event.
I can't imagine. If I just saw you two, today, we all met up.
OnlyFans.
For OnlyFans, me and Satch, for that hugging moment.
Ring my mates. Guys, you watching the Anthony Joshua fight? No, I'm watching Kedge and Satch hugging on Sky Sports.
We'll have the walkout and everything, and then when the bell rings, it's the 3 minutes of just coming together.
Lovely.
Well, if you do that, that's always a bonus, isn't it?
It is.
But no, you're right. You get some huggers, not. But I'm just saying, everything is now, because of the Brits, because of travel, because we're all getting ready. And breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news.
Today,
I got a text message on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Said, we are ready to welcome you for your second jab.
When?
Oh, well, it says, hit the link, contact us. And then my wife did it May the 19th. So what's that, in 8 days from now? So 4 or 5
How
days.
Did you wangle that?
I don't know. That's what
you're
did.
On
what?
Some next.
May the 19th.
Yeah. What?
That's
my phone because it's
Siri thinks that you're talking to it.
And
May the 19th.
Yeah.
And May the 31st. So who's going to be last?
Let's work it out.
June the 19th.
Oh, have you got a date?
Yeah, I was given a date when I went. June the 19th. 2 days before it all opens
you're
up.
You're buying lunch for the team.
No, that's not how it works. Yes.
You're buying.
You said it.
How is
that happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
No, but you've jumped the queue.
Mate.
I didn't do, what did I do? You think I sent the text to myself?
I'm sorry.
Hi, Tommy. How's it going?
That is not allowed.
Like I scammed it. Like I said,
that's not allowed.
So you're going to be last cage?
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
No, but I'm following the rules. That's what they gave me.
Yeah. NHS prefer me.
I was with him when the text came this morning, to be fair.
Yeah, it was like just because, if I'm honest, I've got a little present for you both. I'll tell you now.
What? Right?
So we went to the shop.
Yeah.
You got a packet of naan. Yeah, that's right. You got a packet of naan as well. And the naan that we like from Farm Foods.
Is it?
What are they called again?
The clay oven
naans from Tesco, which we've been going on about.
Lovely.
I thought, let me give you a little treat. Let's take some naans, take over, because Satch hasn't even tried it.
Yeah.
I knew you love it. So I went and got that. And then it was while I was at the till, text pinged up, ready for you. From the NHS. Navraj Happy Sandhu. That's what NHS stands for.
Navraj Happy Sandhu.
And I think that's why they came for me. But I'm ready for it. So basically, I can feel you guys are here. Lockdown's lifting. We're all free. We're all going to be going on holiday soon. Booking holidays soon.
The booking is, there's a lot of people getting excited because obviously we're allowed to also, in England, we're allowed to fly from next week.
To Portugal.
To a few places. Yeah. Is Portugal on the green list?
It's one of them, yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot.
There's not a lot that's available, but you know, there's a few Sandwich Islands.
That's it, I read that.
Sandwich Islands.
I've not heard what that phrase is.
Well, no one knew where it was, but it's available.
It's an actual place called the Sandwich Islands.
Yeah. What, you thought it was a phrase? I'm going to the Sandwich Islands.
Oh, no, I thought you said there are countries you can go to and there's also Sandwich Islands.
Oh, right.
You
know, sandwich,
in between.
The cluster.
Yeah. Like, you can go to these countries, but they're called that because they're like...
They're the Sandwich Islands. Yeah, everything between Saudi Arabia and France.
Maybe. They're sandwich filling islands.
Yeah.
But they don't have sandwich.
Yeah. No, but I do find it amazing that this absolute urge for people to get on a plane and go abroad.
You can, though. You're allowed
to. The Sandwich Islands doesn't even have a hospital. Bear that in mind when you book your holiday. And I just thought, why are people so desperate? I get it. Everyone wants to go on a holiday. We've been doing it for years and all of that. But firstly, I don't want to sit on a plane.
Really?
No, not for a good while.
You've been on a train.
I've been on a train. Tube.
Underground
with windows open.
With what?
Windows open.
I always make sure
all the windows are open when I walk into a carriage. I start on the left, walk to the right, open them so you get the flow going through. People hate me.
But
I don't
care.
But then
you've got COVID on your hands.
Oh, no, because I wear gloves everywhere. So,
I knew he did. I just wanted him to say that.
Yeah, but listen, I want everyone to pick up on the tone of his like, no, I'll not do that. See, or instantly defensive. I don't care.
No,
I'm going to upset people. I'm going to open windows.
I've been saying this for, people are walking down the escalator holding the rails. Why are you touching rails? Yeah. Why are you holding on to things on the train? You don't have to. And then, obviously, the usual men who just wear their masks on their beards and their chins. Thank you for doing that while you're sitting on the carriage. And then.
Sorry, he's not even looking at us while he's having this rant, everyone. Mm. He's just looking away.
No, because. It's infuriating.
No,
and then people want to sit on the plane. Fine, sit on the plane. You know, keep breathing that contaminated air all you want. I know, whatever Qatar Airways and everyone says, we've got this new Jetstream, Airstream, whatever it is, the filtering thing. It's rubbish because if that was the case, we would have figured it out by now. Also, and then you go to another country, you don't know what's going to happen.
We'll be back in 20 minutes. Nothing would have changed.
Are you guys desperate to go on? Desperate, but
I am.
No, I know you're desperate, but...
No,
I know we all are, but...
Should we go together?
Yeah.
Firstly, you're paying ridiculous amounts of money as well.
At the moment, if you go in the next couple of weeks, my mate, I think you're paying £400-£500 a flight.
I mean, I'll put some images on your screen for you. Pay me £100. I'll make it look like grease on your TV.
I think you've got it all wrong. It's actually all right.
It's not.
I was the one that actually went away, I think, out of all of us in December. Remember, I went
to Dubai.
And I've got to say, I felt the safest I was ever on a plane.
Yeah, but then after that, Dubai was in lockdown because of you.
No. It wasn't because of me.
You were there. You came back. Dubai had to go in lockdown because you were walking around with your nose out everywhere.
I've never had it, mate. Trust me. I'm fine as anything. And it was really safe on the plane. Now, I'm not taking none of your scaremongering, Kedge.
It's not scaremongering.
It is.
It was safe then because how many people were on the plane?
Well, it would be the same now. You're social distancing on the plane.
How many people were on that plane when you were on that?
I don't know, maybe about 100, 150.
Exactly. And it was a lot of space, you were saying. A lot of space.
This is interesting, right?
That EasyJet that takes off from Stansted. Right. Oh, my, it's going to be like a Beano.
But this
it's going to be fully... And it's all of that. And it's going to be drinking.
I miss those flights. The EasyJet stag do hen do flights.
Oh, it's a brilliant one.
This kind of shows what kind of flights Kedge goes on, though, to be fair.
It's a Benidorm.
I've never really been on them ones.
Because he only ever goes with his white friends. I told you, he goes with his Gordon friends. They all go to places where they
right,
want to get some.
Okay.
He doesn't invite us.
I don't go places.
No, to us, he doesn't invite us. We don't get invited.
I invite you to Benidorm. You go, no. We need an injection for that.
What's interesting, what I'm observing here, is both of you have been affected differently by lockdown. So we were all of the mindset, you know, a few months ago, this is, you know, lockdown is bad, you know, we need to do what we've got to do, we've got to be safe, and even you were such a ultra kind of careful, and kind of, how are we going to do things? And now, you've stayed that way. Whereas I think you're willing to, you want a break, which is good. You're like me, I think, but not
it's
good,
the,
I'm saying.
No, it's not a break. I just think now, like, for example, we're, Tommy, going to have both of our jabs in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, four weeks after that, we're fully vaccinated because that's when it kicks in, which is fine.
Yeah.
And I'm just ready to go back to normal life. I want a DJ.
So you are part of the hungamacrew.com, basically.
I still think we've been safe.
You are going to be, you are ready to, as soon as it comes to 21st of June, that is it. You'll be licking faces. You'll be out there. You know, you will be adding to the hungama that this country will be going through. Like, because it's going to be like Independence Day all of a sudden. Or it's going to be, you know, that one of those big moments. It's going to be, let's face it, no one's going to go to sleep that night. Everyone's going to be out. It's going to be, you know, garden parties. You know, it's going to be a moment. Yeah. I'm happy that we have got there.
Yeah.
But I think we just need to bit of caution. And because, you know, we don't know the levels of where we're going to be at.
Listen, genuinely,
I think people are slightly, for me, can you imagine? It's all well and good that we all go in, you know, we have the party, and then come October time,
we got locked down again. Yeah.
Because the lockdown was not easy in winter months.
But I honestly do believe that might happen again.
It might. It all depends
on. So your thinking is, let's just go for it. No, yes. And worry about it later.
Yeah, well, in a way, there's no way. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But you've got to break it to want to fix it.
Exactly.
And I think. You can't keep... At the moment, we've all been living half lives. So we're laying low. We're not quite hugging, but we're sort of taking to send our kids to school.
Yeah.
We're trying to work from home. But this middle ground isn't going to work for too long. So it's either one or the other.
Maybe that's the new ground.
No, it's not, Cage. I don't think I can live my life like
God.
If someone tells me that this is life, I'd think I'd sell up and just go live somewhere else.
And
just enjoy life and live on the beach somewhere random. And just have sunshine and weather. Because I'm like, well, if I can't really properly work, if I can't really properly pursue a career, if I can't make TV shows or radio shows or audio and stuff because of all these real then I'm out. I'll choose a different life. I won't waste years waiting for the doors to open. Do you know what I mean? And I think this is what lockdowns do. It's making you reevaluate what you want to do.
I think we've just got to manage it and kind of, you know, get by in doing things correctly. I'm not saying, you know, go crazy
fully nanga bunga outside.
Yeah, no licking faces and all of that. Yeah,
you know, keep
have your distance and stuff. But I just think we need to find new ways to kind of cope with it. And something that I came across this week that I thought, okay, this is interesting, was the fact that you can now train bees to detect COVID.
Oh my God! Where do you find all this?
It's
the same. So, for example, when you go through like the airport and you see these dogs sniffing for drugs or money or whatever, they're trained to obviously find that. With bees, you can sort of, you know, make them smell COVID. They can detect it.
Mm-hmm. But then what? See, because with the dog, if a dog finds drugs, it goes, there's drugs in that thing, and it's kind of reacting to it.
Yeah.
But if a bee finds it, a bee can't. What's a bee do to kind of go, mate? I think this guy's packing COVID.
I think that's the hard part now, because there's no way to kind of for them to reveal. Oh yeah, by the way, I don't know whether they buzz their wings or anything, or you know, drop a bit of honey. I don't know.
Like, who trains them?
The scientists are training. I'm just thinking. Okay, cool. Bees can detect it.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit of a rubbish animal to kind of give you a sign, because bees are going to come and sting you anyway.
Well, without bees, we all do, you know, die. So they're not that rubbish.
Yeah. Well, no, but they are a bit, because they just come and attack you. But I think, you know, with this sort of blueprint, why don't we train other animals that can be a bit more...
It's funny you've mentioned... So I was running yesterday and I had a
moment... From the bees?
Well, no. I was running and all of a sudden a bee flew in front of me.
Yeah, I hate that.
And then kind of hovered, but was while I was running, and it kind of hovered as if it was guiding me.
Oh. Maybe COVID.
And because I thought, what it was, maybe it was like...
This one's only had one vaccine.
Maybe it was steering me away from the COVID while I was running. But it just, it was just, it kind of, kind of, you know, positioned in front of me, and then we ran together for, I would say, at least about 700-800 yards.
Maybe,
ran
maybe it was racing you, but come on.
Maybe. I don't, because I was dressed in all, maybe because I was dressed in all black. Maybe he got confused, maybe thought I was a queen bee or something like that, you know.
Yeah, or just a queen.
Yeah. But it was, it's funny you said that, because, you know, they do seem quite clever.
They do seem quite clever, yeah.
I think there's a lot going on in bees, if I'm honest. You think about the job they do. Sorry, I mean, I've watched the bee movie. I've watched bee documentaries. Milo's done projects on bees.
I thought he was going to say something serious.
No.
I He's talking about the bee movie now.
No, but have you not watched a bee movie? Have you really?
No, because David Attenborough watches the bee movie.
Listen, what? This is how naive you lot boys are. The bee movie is actually very educational.
Right.
It's made by Jerry Seinfeld. He plays the bee in it as well, and he is the voice of the bee. But they actually give you lots of bee facts, and they realise the world needs bees, is the message.
Is that a sequel
to
Ants?
Huh? No, it's nothing to do with Ants or Bugs Life. Thank you very much. See, see what he's doing?
No,
he's
no,
in that
I'm
mode.
I'm not doing anything. No, I'm sarsking. The characters are the
same. When you talk about going out, he goes, oh, yeah, you can lick each other's faces. Ah, they take it to an extreme. Yeah. Oh, is that a sequel to Ants? Mockery, mockery. And then he's been ranting and raving on about all of his own problems. Mm. And then he goes, oh, I came out from the pub with my mates. God, it was a therapy session for them. I'm like, yeah, it's a therapy session. This is your therapy session. It's you getting these things off of your chair.
I think it is.
I think I've seen a different side of you today,
really?
Kendall.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you. I don't think I've been this aggressive for year and a half.
It's more like passive you've aggressive. Got points to say, like, yes. You know, what about this? Yeah. I think,
and
you're
also,
upset
I feel like I can get it across better than otherwise. I just end up slamming the computer and Zoom and all of that. Do you know what I mean? Whereas now I can, you know, the hand movements mean more.
Yeah. I can feel that there's some frustration.
Tension.
You've always been the kind of person that's a little bit frustrated with people. Like, people let you down. People and their lack of thought.
Yes.
People and their lack of, you know, discipline, hygiene.
Yes.
Look at him, yeah.
No, absolutely no. Yeah, just, you know, like, people are standing on the wrong side of the escalator. Like again, when I was out on Friday, the two people had gone to the escalator and they stood side by side. Now, in which escalator in London do you stand side by side on an escalator? You don't do that.
No,
come on, bruv. Why are you doing that? This is not, you're not on holiday here. You're not in a foreign country. You know the rules. Get on with it. Get in single file, because we need to start running down the escalator or walking up it.
Yeah. So you're happy to run down the escalator, but you're not happy to get in the plane with them breathing around your air when you're
mask
running past.
Mask on, and it's a quick 1 second. Mask on, and I've got the filtrated one as well, so it's got the three layers on it. It's just, you know, it's fully...
I'm not convinced. So tomorrow, you get a phone call from Jim and all your other privileged friends.
Yeah. David.
Right, yeah. David. Yeah.
Scott,
Sebastian.
Jim, Scott,
yeah,
Matt.
Tabitha. Yeah. She's back from building... houses in Africa.
Yes.
She's back from her good, because she does all that.
She does
for
that,
the Red Cross.
Yes.
So those people, if they all said, hey, Kajal. Hey, Kajal, we're all going to Magaluf for our annual trip to Marjolaf.
Yeah.
We're going to Marjolaf.
Marjolaf.
And are you in? You're saying, if they said, we're leaving in 2 weeks' time, you'd go 3 weeks.
He'd be the first one.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
They're not the kind of people who say, let's go to Marjolaf. Because they, like me, are all, you know, batten down the hatches. Let's just wait.
Don't be silly.
Let's not follow the Ahmad me, and let's not get involved in the hoo-ha hangama that's going to be happening on the 21st of June. Let's just sit back and watch from the balcony and clap.
That is, hoo-ha hangama is a comedy and music night together. It's like you're going to have a hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha hangama.
If we do a night.
I just made that up. I thought that's quite good. Can we talk about that?
Let's do the hoo-ha hangama where we can do a bit of comedy early on in the night. Then it turns to a club night. Sachi's on the
set. Back to the bees. I'm just saying, like, you know, another animal would be good if we could train it to be like something that's around us as well. Like, you know, that we see quite a lot of, I don't know, like maybe
dogs.
Foxes.
Oh, well, Tommy's got a couple.
Yeah, everyone does in their garden.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. It'd be good if, you know, scientists can be like, yep, now you foxes, you're always out.
Yeah.
You know the
ins and outs. Well, there's a man in Gujarat who invented those sunglasses. Who apparently if you put the sunglasses on, you can see COVID. Yeah. And as he was giving the interview, he told the man who was filming that he had some COVID on his phone. And he said, he goes, couldn't he just blow it quickly, blow your phone. So the man blew his phone. And he goes, oh, that's sort of, you're all right now.
Gone.
He goes, because it's gone now. And everything's, and the wind has just now decided to just collapse all of the equipment. This is what I mean.
Yeah, it's a practice.
Tommy, you need to build like an outdoor studio.
Sorry,
I've got it all under control.
I did think, what should I do during lockdown? Should I just survive and make sure my family are okay? Or should I build an outdoor studio? And silly me.
Yeah.
Pick the wrong option.
No, well.
But you're right. Actually, now you say that, it made me think.
Yeah.
Back in the day, the miners used to send, canaries ahead of them in the mines.
Yeah, makes
and
sense.
The canary would give them the... No, actually, if I'm honest, I think the canary died if it smelt gas. Oh. But they were like... Well, they worked out that...
That was the whole point.
No, but the canary didn't alert them. So are you sure the bees don't just die?
They go, no, oh, they don't die. They're cool with it, but they can just detect
maybe,
it.
Yeah, maybe they've got... They can survive it and stuff like that. But
because they're more airborne. They're always going from...
But talking about sending canaries in, our mate Elon Musk, he's been sending... He wants to send things up into Mars and space and all that. He wants to now send that Dogecoin up into, you know, for anyone who's dealing with crypto and knows about it.
Well, Elon Musk is kind of like that name now. It's just gone up a notch where... He's on everything. He's in all the news.
Yeah.
So, okay. So Elon Musk, if you don't know, obviously he owns the Tesla, you know, thing. But also, he is leading the Mars, what do they call it? Repopulation?
Space program.
No. Yeah, but what do they call it? The popularization of Mars. So to bring people there, that's his project. And he thinks he's going to make it happen in the next 10, 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, I've got to say, Elon Musk, before we even move on to what he does, he's a bit of a strange character.
Oh, yeah.
There's something about him that I'm just like, I don't know if this guy's...
What, because he's invented a car, which is really popular.
No, the car's lovely.
I want to know what you're going to say, because I'm going to add to it.
I want to get a Tesla. Like, I think it's a wicked car.
They're amazing cars.
And I think, you know, it's good what he's doing, but I just...
Shame they're only doing a few colours, though.
I don't know.
I'm not even fussed about the colours.
Yeah, you're right.
It's why would you do that? You got an amazing car, but you can only choose four colours.
But anyway, back to Elon Musk. I just think he's a bit of a... He's just... Every time I've heard him, like on a podcast or seen him, he's got like a different personality.
Right. Well, he's on the spectrum. He's admitted that, not admitted, he's declared that himself. So he is slightly, you know, eccentric in many ways. But he says himself. So if anyone caught him last Saturday, he hosted Saturday Night Live, which is a big deal.
I saw that.
You know, comedians host it. He's the first non-comedian to host a show. He did a little stand-up thing. And he said, you know, one of the things he says, he jokes about it. He goes, what do you expect? He goes, I send rockets to space and I designed electric cars. I designed cars and rockets.
Yeah. Yeah.
He goes, of course I'm not going to be normal. I'm not going to be one of them.
Yeah, now I get that.
But when I saw him, because they do a little sketch in
the
that
opening
where,
skit.
That's his opening monologue thing. But they had a sketch in the show where something in space, so they got this regular character called Chad.
Yeah.
And they're sending him out there, whatever. But his face is strange. You know what his face reminds me of? His face reminds me of the guy in Men in Black who gets a monster inside of him, you know, or an alien inside of him.
I can't recall
that. And then
he's
kind of walking around. It's like the face doesn't quite fit the body.
That's quite a good impression.
It's like he's wearing, the kind of...
Now I know.
He had bugs coming out of his arms and stuff.
It's all a bit...
All right,
calm down.
I'm just getting his character. So
at one point... second injection.
No, that's probably why. I'm good. The bees told me. And then, but I'm saying, he did look a bit odd, but I think...
He did say he's got Asperger's. He suffers from Asperger's as well.
Okay. That's something to do with the way he looks. But I think the Asperger's thing, as always, with many people that are autistic or on the spectrum in some way, it opens their mind to tap into something else.
Correct.
That regular, if you want to call them that, you know, humans don't. We don't have the capacity.
In My Name is Khan, Shah Rukh Khan was really good at basketball.
Right.
He could shoot hoops without looking at the hoop.
Because he just had an awareness.
How did he do that?
Yeah. And that's when I love all that stuff, because I always just think, what part of our brain have we not tapped into?
Yeah.
And that's why I love the film like Limitless and all that. What's that one? Lucy as well.
Lucy?
Yeah, you've not seen Lucy.
What's that about Lucy?
I don't know what Lucy is.
Bruv, Lucy's brilliant.
Is it?
It's about a dog?
It's Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, I've not
and
seen
it's
it.
Just, Lucy is...
Lassie?
It's no, not Lassie. Lassie? it's like the Limitless.
This sounds like a film that I should have recommended.
You know what? It's Lucy, so your kind of film.
Really?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, because if you've seen Limitless...
Limitless is a good film.
Yeah, it's effectively about tapping into the power of your mind.
Brain.
But and ultimately, they were taking drugs.
Right. Yeah, but basically the bottom line. Yeah, but actually, can I remind you, having said that, I saw an advert. Sorry, it's real sad. Advert for the new Peter Rabbit film, which is coming out in the next couple of weeks, right?
You love them kind of films, don't you?
Well,
first, I've
got
the
two
B
boys, you know,
he's
there for the kids.
He's got to keep his eye across
so,
that,
you know, so the new Peter Rabbit film, and they did the advert for it, and it went, Cottontails discovered sugar, and Cottontails wired on sugar. And I'm like, well, that for me is like a little drug reference.
Oh,
that's like them kind of going...
No, that's you just being extra. That's good. Yeah, no, that's not...
That's completely normal. They're going, oh, look at him. He's just discovered sugar and he's now buzzing.
Yeah, but that's
from
just
it.
One of those things, isn't it? Like, you've got kids on sugar, so you don't give them sugar before...
I think that's an access point. I think they're kind of saying...
Elon Musk, though. Elon Musk sending things like the Dogecoin and everything like that. Dogecoin is, you know, the cryptocurrency that everyone's been talking about. I'm sure if you're Desi, then you've got a mate who's dealing dealing with it, knows about it, talks about it, the Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all of that kind of stuff that they might have bought in, and that it's worth a lot of money. So you buy a little bit of it and then you watch it. It's just like a, it's like a share, but it's a coin, and it's not real. And Dogecoin is absolutely not real at all.
I think I've mentioned this before in the podcast. I don't get crypto, like, whatsoever. Yeah. So I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm dabbling.
Oh, hello.
I've started to dabble in the old crypto. So yeah, I've got my own little wallet, and I'm just
buying
bits. Because
previously, up until then, you dabbled with Crooked Toes, because that was a website.
I liked it. It's just a bit of a. It's just a. You know what it is? It's because you can't get to a casino. So this is just a bit of casino on your phone.
What?
So because you remember the Football Index? I used to love playing that. So you buy a couple of shares on players, and then you see how they play and stuff like that. But then that all shut down, and a lot of people lost a lot of money in it. Okay. But you know, when it's Kedge, who's only affording 50p a pop and stuff like that, it's not a lot that you're losing.
So exactly, and it's so weird because I feel like in the last month,
yeah,
everyone's talking about crypto. And people who are kind of unlikely kind of traders, I suppose, they're not come from a finance background.
They're
not only doing it, but they're well into it. And now everyone's got something to say. It's a bit like how, like, I don't know, when lockdown happened, everyone was talking about Tiger King. I don't know. Yeah. When lockdown happened, everyone was talking about...
It was like when Pokemon came out. Everyone was champion. Do you know what I mean?
Pokemon Go. You mean
Pokemon Go.
And everyone... And now crypto is the thing. And everyone's going... And what was it? I saw on the Underground yesterday.
Yeah.
It had a big poster that says, yes, this is a poster for cryptocurrency on the Underground, which means you are late to the party.
Oh.
Buy it here. Go to this app and get it. And it's like, yeah, it's now mainstream. And you're right, Dogecoin man, Elon Musk himself.
Well, every time he tweets about it, the price goes up. And then it all collapses when it goes quiet. And so it goes down and people get nervous. And then it's about, you know, selling, buying. And a bit of head off theory, basically, is what it's known as. Hela Fidi. Just, you know, got to move it there, move this, convert it to this one. But it's funny because I kind of bought a coin, random one, because basically Jim has been my mate, who's the bad influence.
Yeah, you know, Jim's mate, we know about.
Jim's been the bad influence.
Hi, Jim. If you're listening, Jim, we'd love to meet you one day.
But he kind of set it all up, and I gave him a tip on a coin, of which I...
Here we go.
What tip did you give him? Was it a big tip or a little tip?
It was a big tip. Yeah. And he went, I've not heard of this one. Yeah. And so he bought into it. And all of a sudden, the price went up.
Where did you get your tip knowledge from?
Where did you get your credentials from?
I just scrolled. And I thought... one of the main ones is Ethereum.
Yeah.
Okay, it's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I came across this other one, which was Ethereum Classic.
Classic.
Which is sort of like...
You've got a pro evolution.
Like the poor man's version of it.
Like Reebok Classics.
Yeah. No, even that.
It's not the Air Max.
No, this was like Lonsdale.
Right, okay, Lonsdale.
So it's the Lonsdale of it. Slazenger. It's old school. You know, it's not doing... Yeah, Slazenger, you know, you'd find it at that sort of, you know, Sports Direct.
Yeah.
Can I just say a little quick little random one for any Desis, because it was just a very, very random point. I watched Sajid Bindrakia's video of...
oh, my God, why were you... I just had that in the car.
Did you really?
I just put the butate there, because I thought, what a tune. And where do you go to listen to this tune now?
And the video came on YouTube and his band are all wearing Lonsdale tops. So I thought, I don't know what Sports Direct they've gone to.
And then from there, can I just say, and if you want a little musical journey, then look up Lost Treasure, the album by LL Cool Thing.
Hidden Treasure.
And it's got the Dupatta Tera Sata remix
with the jungle.
Helicopter, jungle.
Oh. That's a brilliant album, by the way.
It's a brilliant, yes.
A hidden treasure.
Anyway, so the tip was there, Ethereum Classic. I mean, I've given the tip now on the Brownlow, so that means obviously the price is going to rock, because when Ted talks about it, it all goes nuts.
Yeah.
But it's doing all right. And it's just there. You know, it's not a lot. Yeah. It's not worth a lot. You know, but, you know, in 20 years' time, when you do visit my pad in Vegas, built out of Bitcoin, I want you to enjoy it.
See, you joke about it, but everyone who got into the Bitcoin thing, probably, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I've known guys. There's one guy, Gurms.
Gurms.
Well, do you know him?
No.
Oh, he comes on the Asian TV channels and stuff.
His brother called Germs.
Yeah.
Gurms and Germs.
He's from Germany. That's where he lives.
Is it?
Yeah.
Guernsey.
Yeah, no. Gams is a wicked geezer. I've not seen him in years, but Gams and I used to sit together at school in East London, yeah, where we are in East Ham. And he's now, and I've sort of, so we're Facebook friends, we kind of reconnected years ago. I've never met, you know, we've seen him, I think, odd time, but he's well into it. And he's been one of those ones that's been uploading videos, you know, every week and kind of goes, you know, guys, this is my tip of the week. And I asked, you know, what's going on? But now he's on the TV channel, but people are making some serious
money. See, the thing is, I wouldn't give tips.
Look, and even now, can you quickly point this out? This came up on my phone. Look, earlier on, it says 55 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It's here, look, it says, the price of Dogecoin soars as Elon Musk hints that Tesla could accept the currency.
Every time he
tweets
about
it. How to get your money out
it,
without paying too much tax and all that stuff.
I've got, like, I mean, I'm still in the stage where I don't even know what currency they have in France. Is it francs?
No, it's not francs. It's all euro. It's
is it the liras? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, so I see this crypto thing and there's hundreds. Frank. So which one do you bloody buy?
Oh, no, it's just like the Grand National.
No, it's not.
You know the Grand National. Yeah. You know you go for the colours.
Great advice. Great advice.
No,
it's,
you know,
like gambling.
Because I always go for blind, all the ones that's got a bit of blue in it.
What,
just because that's
logo,
my tech.
No, talking about the films that you watch.
No, like the horses. So the horses, the jockeys colouring on the grid. If they got a bit of blue in it, I put some money on it. So with this, if I like the design of their coin, it might be worth a look. So there was one that I realised it was an Indian one. And I had a look and I thought, oh, well, obviously, Jai Hind, you know, like it's Mera Desh Ki Dharti and all of that.
So
Mera Desh Ki Coin.
Coin.
Yeah. So I had a look at it because now I'm understanding a bit more and it's only been going down. I went, you know, I love India, but not this time. And also, Modi don't like Bitcoin, so he's probably going to shut it all down there. And the thing about this is that as soon as it all shut down, you lose all your money. Yeah. And today the news are that, you know, if you start making a lot of money, the country now are going to start asking you for tax you're going to have to, and then you're going to be like, where did you get it from? And I'll say, oh, Tommy sold it to me. Tommy gave it to me. Then they're going to come chasing up Tommy. They'll ask Tommy to produce his...
Don't bother is what you're saying.
No, it's up to you.
Well, there are people out there who are living off of Bitcoin, crypto money.
Oh, yeah,
money.
No, totally.
Well, Bitcoin's different now.
I just think it's a bit of a blag, though.
Yeah,
so far I can finance a flight, one-way flight on EasyJet to Portugal.
Ooh.
At the moment.
With what you've made?
With what I made.
Well done. Okay. That's all right, then.
Good.
That's all right.
Yeah, but yesterday, I could barely fill up my car with petrol.
Yeah, but then by the time you take it out, then you've got to pay the tax. When you take it, when you turn into real money, as it were, that's when you pay the tax.
Oh, only after that's after huge, huge amounts.
Well, maybe it depends when you want to cash out. You might want to make a couple.
You
of
might
grand
want to go on that flight to Portugal
later
next
week.
Well,
by then I might be paying in coins.
Yeah, exactly.
So then I might not need to cash out. You see what I mean?
Yeah. So it's all changed.
It don't make sense to me.
But this is now. I think getting into crypto is one of the things that people would have done during lockdown, and I know people whose lives have
a lot
changed.
Of celebrities are involved in it as well. A lot of celebrities.
No, Snoop Dogg is backing Dogecoin.
I tell you what, it reminds me of banana cake. Crypto.
Yeah, exactly.
It's what it is.
Sad.
No, because it's just.
It's a fad thing.
Yeah.
No, banana cake was literally for a month.
September, no one cares.
Well, the inside story that everyone is saying, and obviously Tommy reaffirmed it yesterday, is that it might be all blowing up and it might be finishing up in August, September time.
Not finishing, not like collapsing. Look, again.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. This is now that anyone who's got any coin will be listening. Go on, Tommy. Give us the juice.
I wouldn't take any info from either of these guys. Okay. I'm just putting out.
All I say is
When Tommy's got that hat on, it means it's business.
Go on. Okay. Let's see what you got to say.
Like, all right. Okay. Hold on. Turn the head like, over the top. Remember over the top.
Over
film.
The top. What a film.
You turn your hat round to do that.
What a film.
So, I. Obviously, I've got a lot of people in my world, right? Yeah. So, and I'm people, you know, that I dip in and out of. Yeah. Lots. Some of them are very successful, very rich and wealthy business people that are always running little ideas past me. I think they think that I want to get involved maybe you can get involved on this level because we've got the brown load or the sponsorship.
Yeah. He's looking at me on purpose.
It's all things that we're kind of doing.
Look at me.
So, a lot of these people are talking about cryptocurrencies.
Yeah.
And the word is that, look, now is the time. And actually, the last year or two have been the time.
Yeah.
And it's going to run this summer, but by about September, it would have just got saturated. There'd be so many people on it. There's going to be a crash or a dip
basically,
or something.
Like the cricket season. Following the cricket season.
Yeah, it was like, we all started the IPL with full strength.
Full
and then door, it crashed.
And then...
Yeah. Brrr, right. Brrr. And I was full on into the IPL, and then I let it go. And in the same way, I'm not really doing the crypto dance at the moment, but what I've heard is, and so we'll treat this like a gentle prediction, that come September, it's not going to disappear, but it's going to... right now, as you're saying it, you're buying stuff, and it's going up.
It's going up.
That's not going to happen anymore. Same look, and I've seen this now in my own life with property. Like everyone was jumping on the property. And I saw guys making crazy money and flipping properties every 3, 4, 5, 6 months. And then it mellowed out because people
get not flipping coins.
Not flipping coins. So you're right. Things, I think, just enjoy it. Good luck to everybody.
What are you saying? It will balloon. And talking of ballooning, did you see that picture that Will Smith put up on social media? Because I think we need to have a chat about that. Because for me, that was, I mean, firstly, you've never seen Will Smith like that. And if you've not seen that picture, then, you know, he was literally just in his boxers. And he said, I'm not in the greatest shape. He had a did. He had the love. He said, I've slightly got the extra bit of love handles. And it was Will Smith like you've never seen him before.
I ain't going to lie. When I saw, so
let me
basically,
have a look again.
He put up a picture.
Have you not seen? Have a look.
In fact, you can all, just even while you're on the podcast, go listen to, go check out
I think everyone
Will Smith's
must have
Instagram
seen it.
Page.
I've seen it. I want to see it again.
But no, because it's gone on from then as well. So he put up a picture and he went, all right, I'm not going to lie. I'm in the worst shape of my life. Lockdown. You know, I let myself go. And he's got a did. He's got a did. He's got a not a Will Smith did. Like, I even thought it was a fat suit. Like, I thought he'd put on something for a role. But he's there in his boxers. His legs are still okay. His arms are okay. His face is all right. He's just got the did, like a dad bod.
I mean, obviously, it goes to different parts, doesn't it? Yeah. For different people. But it seems like it's gone to his stomach.
And he's doing a little kind of cheeky pose, that hand on the hip, like, here's my did in all its glory.
In all its glory.
But then after that, since then, he's posted pictures of other dads that have replicated the picture and they've sent it in. And he's now on a mission to get himself fit. And everyone's going, oh, wow. And even my wife put in my wife because, oh, my God, have you seen Will Smith? And people are screenshotting it and sending it.
But
everyone's getting well into it.
And I know it, and I know it's Will Smith and he's put it up. Is there a bit of sort of like, I don't know, like we can sort of make something out of this situation? Like, is it a PR thing?
No. You know what? Well, the way I saw it was, firstly, like I said, it was nice to see him like that, out, kulla, all open, and, you know, keeping it real.
Middle-aged man,
over lockdown, let's face it, everyone's had an extra bit to eat, drink, whatever, in lockdown. It's not been easy. And I think he was kind of, I think what that photo does to a lot of men, because I think, you know, I know women are always under it, you know, to look good and all of that. And I think it's, over the years, I think it's kind of gone in, it's seeped into men, and sort of men feel the pressure of, because I don't think men ever did before, but all of a sudden.
I think there's, on that note, if a quick side note to that note, I think there's always been certain pressures on men and certain pressures on women. Like what I would call made up pressures. Like, women have to look a certain way.
Yeah.
Oh, as a mum, you have to do things like this. And if you don't, then you're not a good mum, you're not a good wife, you're not a good sister, you're whatever. And in the same way, men, you've got to be the man, you've got to be solid, you've got to be providing, you've got to be Will Smith with your six pack and your big abs and your biceps.
Yeah. Like,
and let's face it, the guy's had a phenomenal build all his life.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All his life.
Yeah,
so you're right. So this was refreshing.
I thought it was refreshing to kind of think, actually, Will Smith, I look like Will Smith, you know, in terms of, not me personally, but like people. Not me.
That was a sensible point until then.
No, not me. Like, I'm saying that men would have gone and go, my body's not that far away from like, we got the same kind of bit of did and we're just, you know, letting it all.
Okay, so when I saw that, I was like, wow, I've got less of a did than Will Smith. That is something I never thought I'd say.
Of course, because he's always on the six pack.
But here's my thing with it. Will Smith has, as we know, in the last few years, fully embraced social media. He's now just discovered it. When he discovered Instagram, and it was interesting what he said about social media, because he went, I always thought it was separate to my life.
Mm.
And he goes, and then I opened my heart and my mind to letting social media in. And he goes, and I got to share parts of my life that people wanted to know about. And it was great, because Will clearly lives a great life.
He's, it's good to see.
Yeah, and he's doing all the skydiving stuff that he did for his
50th. He's become quite a guru, isn't he?
And and obviously he's got so much positivity to share. And he is such a positive mindset person.
Yeah.
That this is why I think I'm a little bit, not cynical. I know he probably did put on the weight, but I'm not surprised that Will Smith can turn it into a Instagram thing.
Oh.
And he's now on a get fit
mission. I didn't see it like that.
But then in that respect, maybe everything's a PR exercise. Joe Wicks is a PR exercise.
Yeah.
The Brown Load is a PR exercise.
Yeah.
You know, it's all a bit of PR. So,
it is.
So, you know, you're in that. But what I was thinking,
we're funded by Elon Musk. Yeah. He just wants the price of the Dogecoin to go up.
KFC and what? Clay Oven 9.
Clay Oven 9.
Yeah. Well, they don't respond to our tweets and Instagram.
Yeah.
We're begging. Come on, give us a
recognition.
Sliding into Clay Oven 9's DMs.
I know.
Who would have thought? That's
the level.
That's our life. Where is
that? So I thought, you know, that's a tribute
about Will Smith. Well, quick thing, though. He's got muscle memory on his side. I just want to say that plays a big part. The guy's
muscle memory?
He's trained all his life.
Yeah.
He wants... I remember I watched a video and he said...
No, but that's only good for, like, running.
No, no, no. What are you talking about?
It doesn't mean you squeeze back into shape again.
Yes, it does. Muscle memory. Your muscles hold on to the form that they were in and what they were put through.
I don't know about
that. So that's why if you have lost weight once before, you'll find it easier second time round. If you have been a marathon runner before and then you want to get back into marathon training, you'll find it easier than first time round. Same with weight. When I do a little bit of weight, I puff up. I can feel it, but I don't want to do that. I don't want to be big. Because then you've got to maintain that. That's harder work. And you've got to
start walking like someone can't.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be, you know, walking, going through doors sideways.
Yeah.
I just don't want to. I'd rather be more agile. What I'm saying is, I think he'll get results fairly quickly. And let's not forget, he'll have the dietitians.
Yes.
He'll have the PTs. He'll have all of that around him.
Bro, he's still got to work. No, he ain't got to do nothing.
He's got to do something.
No, he's got his chefs that are going to make him stuff. Yeah, he's going to have a PT twice a day.
True. Imagine right now, Satch, if you were going to the gym and then your chef goes, well, sir, what would you like when you come back home? You go, I want some grilled chicken skewers,
exactly.
Vegetables, courgette, you know, like, lovely. That's a perfect way to eat. I'd love to do that, but it takes time and prep. So anyway, you were going to big him up. I think it's good. I think it is good.
I'm
what
just
doing.
Bigging him up, and especially only just
inspire
as
people.
Big him up, 100%.
Yeah. And I think it kind of fits in nicely with the fact that also this week is Mental Health Awareness Week.
Yep, good.
And it's good to, you know, sort of, you know, I know everyone's been having a little bit of a struggle and a fight. And I think, you know, maybe if you are struggling, then get some help. But but it's nice to see that. You know what? At the end of the day, we're all in the same Brownlow boat.
Yeah. 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 You're right. We're all in this together. Is it floating? Are we getting?
Well,
where is it heading?
There's a few holes in it. There's a few holes in it. And I'm obviously the captain of the ship. So you haven't got much hope.
Yep.
But, you know, you've got to keep paddling.
Yeah. I mean, if anyone asks you, where'd you come from? Come on the Brownlow boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Brownlow boat will be full of really interesting facts and things that you've learned from this. It would be a good ride, although you're you know, sinking.
Or it could go the other way, because it depends what Brownlow-er you're influenced by off the Brownlow boat. What end of the ship?
Yes.
Were you at the kedge end?
Yeah.
Were you in, like, the Satch's, the nightclub part of the boat where Satch is? Or were you at the entertainment where the cabaret's happening and the show, the karaoke with me? Whereas I think if someone's talking
about
a load of rubbish,
the ship,
if one of your friends, you're going to go, oh, what? How much rubbish are you talking? Are you straight off the kedge end of the Brownlow?
No, because their IQ levels would be much higher. just to re-emphasize the fact that we had, you know, again, once an absolute outpour of messages, all reaffirming that, yes, there are purple pods available at Terminal 5.
We got one message.
No.
Yeah, it was one.
Two.
Okay, we got two.
All right, fine. But what
one
I'm saying
one of them
is
was yours.
No, but there was.
No,
well,
okay, no, I'll give you that one.
Considering I get no messages, it was an outpour.
No, you were right.
I don't think outpour is a word, is a phrase. It's an outcry.
It's an outcry.
Messages poured in.
But it poured in.
It's an outpour.
Because they had to outpour it into my
Instagram. I don't know
Instagram
what that is,
again, so there are pods. What that leads us into is another week of brilliant facts that you can now share when you go for that sort of real calm meal where you will think you'll eat like, you know, a horse, but actually you'll just eat like a little hyena.
Well, speaking of eating...
How do you know
hyenas? No, hyenas, they eat a lot.
Yeah, man.
Do they?
They laugh a lot.
No, they...
How do you know how much a hyena ingests?
Because a hyena always chases down what a lion wants.
Yeah, they're proud.
And goes for it. Yeah,
they
eat a lot.
They'll eat all the rubbish.
They eat rubbish.
Yeah. You mean like
Okay, fine. Like a little...
Chihuahua. Robin, rest your breast. What? Robin, yes?
Let's just move on. Sad, Robin, give us what have you learned?
So mine kind of linked it to eating like hyenas.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it's about a new supermarket that is coming to the UK.
Here we go.
I was actually quite impressed by this because...
Is it better than Amazon one?
Well, forget all of that. Forget the Amazon... Well, the Amazon one's there. It's in Ealing, is it?
Wembley,
yeah.
Somewhere like that,
yeah.
The one-off one, yeah.
And you can just walk in and take
stuff. Walk in and out, that's it. You don't have to pay.
You don't pay. That's weird, I think. I mean, we've been doing that in South London for years anyway, so it doesn't matter. We're used to that. But
not you personally, let's
not
just
me
clear
personally,
that up.
But just people of that part of London.
Yeah.
So anyway, the thing I saw was, and the thing I learnt was, there's a new supermarket coming to the UK, and it's they're saying it's cheaper than Lidl and Aldi.
See, okay, so when
can it get any cheaper?
No, what this is interesting because as soon as you said there's a new supermarket coming, you think, okay, how do they position themselves in a market? Right, you got your premiums, you've got your Waitrose and Marks and Spencers, and maybe like even
Waitrose,
like the John Lewis's, I suppose Waitrose.
Yeah.
You know, the fancy kind of stores, Fortnum and Mason.
Yeah, yeah,
you got that. and then you go right into Tesco. The regular Tesco,
Sainsbury's, yeah.
Asda, I'd say just a notch down from Tesco.
Oh, really?
Asda, yeah. Morrison's a little bit down.
What makes it go Asda down?
Because
it's
Walmart, it's a bit more mass buying. I'm saying it's not got the same, I don't think it's got the same prestige.
I think Asda will go in the same level as Tesco, like, same league.
Yeah, as Tesco, maybe, but then I'd even put Sainsbury's a little more. Oh,
Sainsbury's a bit higher.
So a little bit like Southampton, whereas Tesco is a bit more Tottenham. In that division,
yeah.
But the slightly lower position is what you're saying.
So, which one? Because I'm not familiar with the league. So where are Southampton?
Waitrose and that, let's just say, is the Premier League. And then in the Championship is Tesco and Asda.
Yes,
but obviously jostling for a place.
Yeah.
Could go into League One. You can enjoy a game in both stadiums.
Right. In both leagues. Yeah. You know, so it's fine. But then you've got the cheap ones. You've got the Aldis and the Lidls and quite a few like that.
Yeah.
So we're, and they're going in underneath
they're
going them.
Even, so they're going thinking, conference.
God, you
conference.
Can't even. You can't even. I mean, things are cheap in like when you get fruit, veg like a bag for like it's like 19p or 16p or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is amazing. And to be fair, carrots are carrot, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, I am a fan of like the Aldi and Lidl because you can walk down the aisles and you just come back with something random. You get nuts from, I don't know, some random country.
Yeah.
You're like, I've never tried those nuts before. True. I really like it. So I'm looking forward to this Russian supermarket coming, and I think the best thing about it is...
Russian as well.
Russian.
Yeah. Oh, God, you know what? What do you call doing your shopping? Don't you call it Russian?
Russian.
Yeah. So you could do your Russian at the Russian.
Well, I think they're going one step further.
Mate, I mean, this is the slogan.
Well, it's not.
Because they need to attract, because any company that opens up, if you can get the Asian public coming, you're
there. Oh, they'll be there, definitely.
So do you Russian? Yeah, go on.
The name of the place is called M-E-R-E. What does that spell?
Mere.
Russian. Russian. That is the thing. Are you in my Russian? Mere Russian.
I need a little bit of work. I like it. Keep it coming.
If there's any DMs we need to be sliding in, we need to get into theirs.
Mere Russian.
I think it's amazing.
We have some
Mere Russian. Bread hair. Mere Russian. Yeah, see, you can totally. I like that. Russian and mere. And they're called mere.
It's called mere.
What does mere mean in Russian? Does it mean?
It must mean something.
Either a name or it's got to be something like that. I'll have a little Google of it as well. But
the first one's opening in Preston, by the way.
Mere.
And then they're looking to expand all over the UK. So, yeah, interesting.
Really? That is. I'm liking that. I'm absolutely loving that.
Yeah,
right. Things
good.
I've learned this week is about baby dolphins, and I think Tommy will love this one actually because I
baby dolphins are so near the a baby
no, we stop
dolphins.
That now. We stop that. They don't need a tune. But this is, I reckon, what Tommy does to his kids. And I thought, did you know about what happens to baby dolphins? Now, baby dolphins, when they get a little bit naughty, do you know how they are disciplined?
Oh, this is good. Okay, well, you get a fin round the face.
Little headbutt. That's interesting, but no.
No?
You know what happens? Because obviously they're not always close to their mum or dad, right?
Yeah.
But what happens is they get sort of sonared by their mum. It sends out a little sonar wave.
Oh,
and it kind of just frazzles them. But it frazzles them so much that they fall to the sea floor, knocks them out a little bit, and then they wake up after a few seconds. It's like a timeout. They get paralysed.
Very good.
Like a little taser built in.
Like a little taser, like you would maybe send, you know, your kids onto the Hadouken, but they're timeout on a seat.
This is exactly the same as when your mum takes a jump off and dashes at you.
Correct.
And you have a little timeout because you're
like,
on the
floor.
Wow,
that's incredible.
And
it does sound dangerous, doesn't it? But then obviously if you said, oh yeah, but my mum just whacks a jump at me, you'll go, that's dangerous. Imagine that heel flying in the head. But we've grown up with it and we've still, you know, we're here to tell the tale.
So once, I think when we were younger, my mum went to throw a chappal at my sister and it hit me.
Oh.
So could these dolphin mums accidentally sonar their other kid?
Can you
duck it? Can you duck the sonar?
If you're hanging around with the naughty one, then you're getting sonar as well.
Can you do it to another kid as well? Like, that's not yours.
I see, because the family sonar might be different.
Then you might have to get onto like Dolphin Jeremy Cole because it's like, hang on a minute.
Why did you come and sonar my kid who was not getting involved?
Yeah. You can't like that many buttons on Sona.
Yeah.
Sona, get the nice Sona.
Enough. So that's my things I learned this week.
That's a good one.
Very, very good. Very, very good. Okay. I still like the fact that, can the kids, What age does a baby dolphin able to sonar back?
Oh.
Because if you give it to me, like, pow, like, mum, I can...
Well, I think it's an adult power. I don't know about that, but that's a good question. Like, what if you start sonaring back? But obviously, if you get sonar, that means it takes you out. It wipes you out and you fall to the sea.
Speaking of wipes you out, I was quite sad about that whale that was in the Thames. That was really sad.
The whale that got stuck in the Thames.
Did it get stuck?
It kept on going upstream towards west, and then they had to... Put it down.
Oh, did they put it down?
No, they didn't put it down.
They had to.
Why did you have to put it down though?
Because it was just sort of, it was stuck somewhere.
I thought they freed it.
No, they did, and then it got stuck again. It went the wrong way. It was meant to go back out towards sea. It kept on coming in. I was like, maybe it was going to see somewhere.
Maybe like knew something, and you were going, no, you're going the wrong way. Like, I'm not. It's like you stuck on the A406 on the way here.
Exactly.
You're going the wrong direction.
And then the ways weren't working.
And someone picked your car and put you back in the traffic. You're like, no, I'm trying to go that way for a reason. You don't know. Do you know, like,
anyway, with that sad news, can you follow it up with anything?
Yes,
I can.
This is good news. This is a random thing that is stuck in my head, which is the Statue of Liberty. Mm. What size shoe is she?
Oh, that's a good question, isn't it? No, but the Statue of Liberty is... Oh, you mean... So if we had to make a shoe...
You make a shoe.
Oh, right, okay.
This is great.
Wow, that's... I mean...
Do you know what? I've got to say...
I went up the Statue of Liberty when I was only 1 year old.
Okay, right. Okay. So
I remember going to... It's called Battery Park, isn't it? When you get to the bottom there.
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed by the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, Satch, don't be like that.
No, honestly, because I was expecting it to be... Like hench.
Well, it's not big.
It's like this big all the way down there.
Have you seen?
Watching it from a distance,
it's small compared to that one in Gujarat. You know the statue of that.
What's that? Statue of Liberty Kachi.
No. There's a big statue of an Indian of the Indian. He was a.
Well, they got a version of the Statue of Liberty.
What was his name? I'm going to keep talking amongst yourselves.
Okay, right.
Well, it is huge. His big toe is bigger than, I reckon, Statue of Liberty.
Weirdly, just so you know, and I do know, this is a random side fact that I've noticed, that the biggest statues in the world are of Buddha. They make the biggest, and I think it's like the top three biggest statues in the world are all of Buddha. But anyway, so I wouldn't be surprised there's a big statue in Gujarat, I'm saying, is because
this was recent though. It was built recently and it's so big. That's it, Sardar Vallabhai Patel. It's in Gujarat and it's the tallest statue.
Notice how quickly he said the name that he couldn't pronounce.
No, that's the name of the airport there.
No, yeah, of course it is. And it's the tallest statue in the world.
I don't think it is.
It's the Statue of Unity. Look at the size of this thing. I'm telling you, his big toe is massive. Because I've seen photos of people always take photos of his big toe. Look at that, chappals on that.
Oh, they put chappals.
Look at that, he's humongous.
That's, you know what? To bear in mind how big that statue is, that's a good one to scale.
Yeah.
You think?
Mm. And it's bigger than the statue of Padma Sambhava, which is in the Himachal Pradesh. Yep. I mean, India rocking statues. You know, when it comes to statues, India's a rock, and then it's got the Basava statue, which is in again in Karnataka.
Can you tell us related to a statue that we all kind of know, because we ain't seen none.
Okay, so the Buddha statue, have you been to that? I've been there.
Where?
No, that's in Andhra Pradesh.
You're right. Actually, look at this, right?
So Indian statues are killing it.
No, number one in the biggest statues
in the world.
Yeah, it's Statue of Unity is the one that you just said in Gujarat. That's number one. That's the biggest. Then it's the Spring Temple of Buddha. Is number two, and then another one somewhere else. I don't even know where that is. Yeah, around that way.
Indians are very good at making statues.
I'm going to broaden it and go Asians, because there's big statues in Malaysia. I'm looking at this here. Big statues in Thailand.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because obviously there was no space left in India.
Yeah,
so they're
like,
you're
taking
door.
All the area.
Yeah.
No, I can tell you that
So I'm going to guess. Wait, before
you... Look at what size shoe are you, right?
I'm a nine.
Nine, right. So,
so
what size
I reckon
the
Statue of Liberty, and bearing in mind it's a lady... So I don't think
that...
It's
women's size, so one less.
One, maybe a couple of less. I reckon it would be a grand size of 42.
Okay, 42. So you know Shaquille O'Neal wears, I think, size 17, 18.
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, no, let me can have a
read. No, you've said your bit. Yeah. Now you can...
Go on, 42 is massive.
42?
Yeah, it's massive.
I think it's about 120.
Okay. More. More than what? The statue.
She's just got big feet.
I think because you haven't seen it close up, Statch.
Yeah.
The statue.
I haven't been to it. No.
We went on the boat tour around it. So when you stick it, I mean,
it is massive.
The foot is the size of my garden. So I would say it's probably
The
actual shoe size is
800.
879. That is it. So if you're looking to get a pair of chappals and donate them to the Statue of Liberty, 879. It's one of those things that just sticks in your mind. There you go. So
879.
879. There you go.
That's
you
a good
get,
fact.
If you get Jutian from her, it's going to hurt.
No, wow. Basically.
If your mum throws that at you instead of a sonar radar, you'd be like, I'll take the sonar. I'll take the dolphin
she's
sonar.
She's a big girl, then, isn't she? How tall is she?
Well, you know, she's got...
How tall is she?
I don't know. How tall
I mean, he knows the size of a foot, but doesn't know how tall she is. I mean, come on.
I can tell you very quickly.
He obviously must be proportionate. I reckon she was. I reckon she was 5'11".
Was she a real person? I don't even know what is
well,
that?
No, but I'm saying in relative sort of terms, if your size is, shoe size is...
Yeah, well, I could tell you, she's 93 metres high.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know the actual human height of that lady.
And that Statue of Unity, just so you know, 182 metres.
Yeah,
double.
That's why I said it's double.
Statue of Liberty.
Wow.
That is taking
there we
so
go.
Instead of going to New York this summer to go and see the Statue of Liberty, you should go and see
All
Statue
roads
of Vallabhai.
Are leading to Gujarat.
There you go.
Go and check out Mr. Vallabh.
The reason why you should go now is because Kej ain't getting on a plane anytime soon.
No, I'm not. But all the other corona-infected ones are all heading to Gujarat.
Right. So anyway, whatever you're doing this week, have a good week. We will catch up with you next week. Go spread the good word about the podcast,
yes.
As always. Tell all
Can
your
I just
friends.
Say thank you for the reviews as well. We've got a couple of more reviews on Apple. And actually, I haven't got my phone on me, but it was...
And in that moment, you just started touching your thighs.
Yeah, it was a nice little quick feel. But
thanks for the reviews.
But
can I just say, I'm
a little bit upset because we've always been 5-star review, our podcast.
Oh, what's that?
It's gone down to 4.9.
Whoa.
I'm just saying.
See, that's Kej. You're such an Asian dad.
Well, can we just have some more
4.9? What is this 4.9?
Not good enough.
Go get 5-star review.
Not good enough.
Okay, so please, if you don't mind, give us whatever review you want. It's just nice to know what you think of it. And of course, look, Lana, we talk about, you saying the Mental Health Week and all that, you know, if you want to drop us an email, there's stuff going on.
We're always out there,
laughing and a joke or serious stuff, whatever you want to say, come drop us an email. hello@thebrownload.com. We check every email between the three of us. We'll always get them. So just drop us a line.
And
you're not on your own. You got us here with you.
And before we go, very quickly, are we doing this next week?
Why
wouldn't we?
No. It's in back here.
Oh, back in the garden. Hopefully.
Well, yeah, hopefully if it's nice.
I like this.
Yeah,
I like it as well.
This is a daytime one because you've had the day off your job.
Yeah.
But we could do a nighttime.
We could do a nighttime. Hopefully it gets a bit warmer.
Yeah. I think we should.
Bit of Connor.
Oh, yeah.
Should I start drinking again then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? All right.
I've lost my mother. No. Let's go.
Let's do 40 countries in 40. No.
I ain't coming.
Guys, we'll catch you next week. Thanks, boys.
Laters.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.